Today we're talking Magical Protection 101. You know, the stuff that keeps your energy field from becoming the spiritual equivalent of a public restroom. Whether you're a crystal collector who's tired of bringing home stones with sketchy vibes, a tarot reader who sometimes feels drained after readings, or just someone who's sick of feeling like you need a nap after talking to certain people in your life, this episode is for you. Hey friend, welcome back to The Medium Matters, the coven for the curious. I'm your host Chantel, and I am so excited to talk magical protection because it's been a while, and I'm sure we could all use a little tune-up. Okay, so I know, protection might sound kind of intense, right? Like, whoa, do I need to defend myself from scary stuff here? Listen, honestly, it's not like that at all. It's more like, you know how you put on a jacket when it's cold outside, or how you lock your door at night? Protection magic is just that, but for your energy. It's basically spiritual self-care, which we all need. Am I right? So before we get into all the fun how-to stuff, let's talk about what protection magic really even is. It's super simple, I promise. Protection magic is basically any intentional practice that creates energetic boundaries between you and energies you don't want around. That's it. Literally it. Nothing complicated or spooky. It's not about fighting off demons or anything dramatic, though it definitely helps if you ever bump into something that gives you the heebie-jeebies, you know? It's really just about creating a safe little bubble for your spiritual work and your daily life. It's like putting on your favorite hoodie when it's chilly outside. Just comfy and sensible, you know? So here's something important. Protection magic is different from banishing and those more advanced magical practices that you've probably heard of. Banishing is when you're actively kicking something out that's already in, while protection is more like prevention. It's like protection is installing a good lock on your door, while banishing is calling security after someone's already crashed your party, you know? But let's talk about what happens when you are not energetically protected, because this is something I wish someone had told me years ago. So you know how sometimes you just feel off and you can't really explain why? That might actually be a sign that your energy field needs some protective love. Here are some super common signs that your energy boundaries might be leaky. First, there's the random fatigue that hits you out of nowhere. Like you're having a perfectly fine day and then suddenly you feel like you are in desperate need of a nap. And it's not because you stayed up late watching TikToks the night before. It's this weird energetic exhaustion. That's often a sign that something or someone is draining your energy. Then there's the emotional roller coaster, feeling emotions that don't seem to match your situation. Like being suddenly irritable or sad for no good reason. I used to think that I would just go through these moody moments, but a lot of times I was actually just picking up on other people's emotional stuff because my boundaries were basically non-existent. Brain fog. Brain fog is another big one. That fuzzy, can't concentrate feeling. Yes, that's the one. Some people experience physical symptoms too, like unexplained headaches, especially around the temples or the third eye, or this weird pressure sensation on your chest or shoulders, like you're carrying around invisible luggage that isn't even yours. Here's another one. Recurring nightmares or vivid, really vivid, disturbing dreams. Those can be another sign. Your sleeping mind is often more open to energetic influences, which is why protection before bed is so super important. And then there's the classic, why am I so exhausted after hanging out with so-and-so? Well, I think we all have that friend or family member who we love to death, but somehow after spending a little bit of time with them, we walk away feeling like we just ran a marathon. That's not necessarily because they're a bad person. They might just be unconsciously drawing on your energy because theirs is so depleted. The energetic hangover after being in a public place is another big one. If you've ever gone to a mall, a concert, the hospital, or just a crowded restaurant and felt absolutely wiped afterward, that's often because you're absorbing all those mixed energies from strangers without any filters in place. Finally, that general feeling that something just isn't right. your intuition trying to tell you that your energy field has been compromised in some way. It's that little voice saying, hey, something feels off. It's usually spot on, even if you can't pinpoint why. If you're experiencing any of these regularly, listen, don't worry. It doesn't mean you're broken or overly sensitive. It actually means your energy system is working exactly as it should, detecting when things aren't quite right. You just need some energetic boundaries, which is exactly what we're going to help you set up today. Now, I need to say that if you're feeling off, if you experience any of these or other mysterious symptoms that persist, please talk to your medical provider and get to the bottom of things. I am not a doctor of any kind. I don't even play one on TV. So be safe. Now then, I have had my fair share of scary or unsettling moments that really kept driving in the fear factor and really made me want to steer clear of all energy work. Now, this was years ago before I met my beautiful mentor and friend Sophie, who turned my world around in the best way. But it's that fear that drove me to start the podcast in the first place and why I have been so freaking passionate about helping you on your own magical journey, because I never want you to live in fear of the unknown like I did for way, way, way too long. One of the very best things I've learned along the way is that protection isn't just some optional or super advanced thing. It is literally the foundation of everything spiritual. So whether you're pulling tarot cards, playing with crystals, trying to talk to your guides, or just trying to keep your own vibes intact when your energy vampire coworker is draining you, protection magic is seriously your BFF. Now that we know why protection is such a big deal, let's talk about some super easy methods that literally anyone can use, even if you have never done a single magical thing in your entire life. So the most accessible protection tool is probably sitting in your kitchen right now, and that's salt. Yes, plain old table salt. Table salt or salt has been used for protection across pretty much every culture for thousands of years. It's naturally purifying, which makes it perfect for creating those boundaries between you and energies that you absolutely don't want hanging around. A salt circle is so simple, but also so effective. You really just sprinkle salt in a circle around yourself, around your altar, or even your entire bed. And if you don't want to make a mess, because listen, I totally get it, vacuums and salt just don't mix. You can put salt in little bowls and place them at the four corners of a room, which is my preferred method. Super easy. People tend to ask if the salt needs to be fancy, like, does it need to be sea salt or pink Himalayan salt? No. Regular salt works just fine. It is your intention that matters, not whether you spent a bunch of money on your fancy salt. When you place it, just say something simple like, this salt creates a boundary of protection. Only love and light may enter the space. That's it. Next up, crystals. Oh my gosh, I could talk about protection crystals all day long, but I'm going to try to keep it brief. Now, there are hundreds with protective properties, but there are a few that are my absolute ride or dies. Here we go. Let's talk black tourmaline and obsidian, because these are my number ones. I love these guys so much. They have like a personal bodyguard type of situation. They take the negative energy and transform it into positive energy. Both are amazing for shielding, especially if you're doing any kind of psychic work or divination. These two, I don't know, it's kind of like a mirror that reflects unwanted energies away from you. Super helpful, especially if you're an empath. I have little ones that I place around my house. I like to put them at the top of the door frames, on the windowsills, any surface where there's like a picture frame, I'll put some behind picture frames. I mean, you name it, there are little black tourmaline and obsidian crystals everywhere. Moving on, let's talk about selenite, which is another fabulous one. This is a gentle cleanser that really just raises the whole vibe of any space, making it less welcoming to lower energies. I always think of selenite as creating this light so bright that shadows just can't exist around it. Plus, selenite is so freaking pretty. And how about clear quartz? She is like the Swiss Army knife of the crystal world. You can program clear quartz for protection, and it amplifies whatever other protective stones you're working with. I mean, the clear quartz, she is a complete team player. One of the things I love about crystals is that you can carry them in your pocket. You can put them around your home like I do. You can get fancy and create crystal grids for extra protection. I mean, really, whatever feels right to you, sky's the limit. Let's talk about sound, which is another super powerful protection tool. With sound, the vibrations from bells and singing bowls or even just clapping your hands can break up stuck or heavy energy, which is, I think, incredible. Sometimes when I need a really quick reset, I just ring this little bell I have counterclockwise around my body or my space, and I visualize just all the icky energy scattering with each ring. Works like a charm. Visualization. This one is probably the most portable protection method because, hello, your mind goes where you go. A super simple but effective visualization is just imagining yourself surrounded by this bubble of white or golden light. I mean, really, you choose the color, whatever resonates for you in that moment. But really, just see this light as being totally impenetrable to anything that doesn't serve your highest good while still letting all the good energy flow in and out. Try this right now if you want. Just close your eyes and take 3 deep breaths. On the 3rd inhale, imagine drawing in this bright white light through the top of your head or your crown chakra. As you exhale, see the light expanding to form this glowing egg shape all around your body, extending about 3 feet in every direction or as far as you would like it to go. With each breath, see the light getting stronger and brighter until it's so radiant that nothing unwelcome could possibly get through it. When you're ready, open your eyes and know that this protection goes with you wherever you go. Finally, do not underestimate the power of just saying what you want out loud. Words carry so much energy, and declaring your boundaries can be incredibly effective. Let me share some of my favorite protection affirmations that are super simple. First, I am safe, I am protected, I am secure. Next, only that which is for my highest good may enter my space. Next up, my energy is my own. All else returns to its source with love. Think of these methods as the foundation of a house. Simple, essential, and everything builds on them. You have got to have these down before you get all fancy with the advanced stuff. And also, the path of least resistance, you know? I will make sure that I include these affirmations in the show notes so that you can review them and use them whenever you would like. Okay, now that we've covered the basics, let's talk about creating wards. Now, I know you might be wondering, what the heck even is a ward? Let me tell you. It's basically a magical security system that you set up and just leave in place, kind of like a magical ADT for your energy. So the protection methods we just talked about, they're great for on-the-go or temporary protection, but wards are more like permanent fixtures designed to protect specific spaces or objects. They're super useful for your house, your car, your office, or really anywhere you hang out regularly. Home protection is probably the most common type of warding, and, you know, for good reason. Your home should be your total sanctuary, right? A place where you can just relax and recharge without worrying about picking up weird vibes or energies. So here are some super simple ways to ward your home. First up, let's talk about door and window rituals because these are classics that never go out of style. One of my favorites is to mix salt, dried rosemary, and dried basil in a little bowl. And then with my finger, I just kind of trace a protective symbol like a cross or a pentagram or whatever resonates, you know? And I do this above each exterior door and window. While I do this, I say something like, "This entrance is sealed against all negativity. Only love and light may pass." See? Easy peasy. If you want an even simpler method, and listen, I am all about simple, you can just anoint the 4 corners of each door and window frame with a protective oil like frankincense or even rosemary. Again, your intention matters way, way more than having the right materials, so just use what you have. Another one is witch bottles. These are old school but totally effective at warding. So for this, you're just going to fill a small glass jar with protective items like salt, black pepper, rosemary, maybe some thorns or pins or small mirror fragments, whatever you have. Then seal it up tight and either bury it near your front door if you can, or you can just place it in an out-of-the-way corner of your house. This little jar creates kind of like an energetic tripwire that catches negative energy before it can even enter your space. Kind of like those lasers in spy movies, you know, but for the bad vibes. In case you didn't know, you can also ward specific objects, especially stuff that travels with you outside your protected home. Jewelry. This one is perfect for this. So a warded ring or necklace is like having a portable shield that goes everywhere with you. To ward jewelry or other small objects, first cleanse them with the smoke of, say, like sage or Palo Santo, or you can just leave them on a selenite charging plate overnight. Then hold the object in your hands, close your eyes, and visualize filling it with protective white light while saying your intention. You could say something like, "This ring shields me from all negative energy and returns to sender any harm directed my way." Boom, protected energy. And, you know, let's not forget about your digital space. I mean, we spend half our lives online these days, right? Digital protection is just as important as physical protection. If you're doing any kind of spiritual work online or even just doom scrolling on social media for hours, you might want to create a digital ward. A super simple digital ward is really just placing protective crystals like black tourmaline or even hematite near your computer or phone and visualizing a shield of light around your devices. You can also set a protection intention before logging on. You could say something like, "I am protected in digital spaces. My energy remains my own." Now, timing. Lots of people ask me about the best time to set up wards. Now, a lot of practitioners like to create or refresh wards during the waning moon since this phase is all about banishing and protection work. The dark moon, which is when you can't see the moon at all, is especially powerful for protection magic. The day of the week can also affect your warding, and traditional correspondences say that Saturday, which is ruled by Saturn, is great for serious and long-lasting protection. Tuesday, which is ruled by Mars, works for active, aggressive protection, like if you're dealing with some really persistent negative energy. And then there's Sunday, which is ruled by the Sun, and this day is perfect for bright, illuminating protection that reveals what's hidden. But honestly, I will tell you the absolute best time to set up protection is whenever you feel like doing it and can do it. Trust your intuition. If you suddenly get the urge to refresh your wards at 2 p.m. on a Wednesday, there's probably a really good reason for it. Just trust yourself. So we've talked about all these great protection methods, but let's be real. Sometimes we need protection like right now. Maybe you've walked into a room and the energy just feels super freaking heavy, or you're talking to that person who completely drains you, or maybe you've just had that unmistakable something's not right feeling. You know the one I'm talking about. So let's talk about energy protection. Quick methods you can use anywhere, anytime, and most of the time, no one's even gonna know that you're doing anything different. So the absolute quickest shield you can create is with just your breath and your intention. For this, take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, visualize this burst of bright white or blue light exploding outward from your center, creating an instant shield around you. This literally takes seconds and you can do it anywhere. You can do it in a meeting, on the train, at your family's house, like seriously anywhere. Another really quick technique is grounding and centering. For this, place your feet firmly on the ground and visualize yourself as this strong tree with super deep roots. As you do this, feel yourself connected to the earth's stable energy below and the universal energy above, becoming this unshakable pillar between them. This helps you to stay in your own energy even when everything around you is chaos. Next, let's talk about sound, which can be an immediate cleanser too. If you're alone, you can absolutely use your voice. Something like a sharp ha directed at unwanted energy can really break it up instantly. And it doesn't have to be the ha. You can use whatever sound you want. But obviously, shouting in the middle of a work meeting, not ideal. So if you're in public, just clearing your throat with intention can serve the same purpose more discreetly. Allegedly, even yawning with intention can clear your energy field. I haven't used that one, but I'm gonna try it. And listen, if we're already using our voice, why not go ahead and just say what you want out loud? How about using your body as a shield? Yes, your beautiful body is quite the weapon. You can clasp your hands and ankles together to create a hardcore shield that literally blocks things from coming at you. Also, crossing your arms and legs works too. If you carry a crystal with you, and you know, I always recommend that you do, and in this case, since we're talking protection, something small like black tourmaline, hematite, obsidian, whatever the case, try giving it a little squeeze while you're setting a protection intention, and this can really activate its properties immediately. Next up, the cord cutting visualization. This one's perfect when you feel someone is draining your energy. You know those people. I mean, we've talked about it. After just a few minutes with them, you feel like you need a nap. You're just done for. If you're in the situation, just imagine a cord connecting you to your energy vampire. Then visualize scissors made of light cutting that cord. See the severed end returning to them while your end is sealed with healing light. Works like magic because it is magic. So what about if you feel something has actually attached to you? First, don't freak out. Fear only makes you more vulnerable. That's first. Instead, just say in your head or out loud, it's up to you, this energy is not mine and is not welcome. I release it now with love. Visualize this unwanted energy dissolving or being transformed into light. And definitely follow up with a salt bath. You can sage yourself, go out in the sunlight. I mean, whatever you need to do to burn the crud off. Just remember that emergency protection is like magical first aid. It handles the immediate situation, but you're definitely going to want to follow up with more thorough protection once you're back in your safe space. You could also work with a trained professional to make sure that you are as safe as possible. Now let's talk about some super simple daily practices that can keep your energy field clear and your boundaries strong without taking up a ton of time. Because who has time for that, you know? Just like washing your face or brushing your teeth, spiritual protection works best when it's just part of your regular routine. So morning and evening rituals are like the spiritual equivalent of bookends for your day. And they don't have to be complicated at all. Remember, our rule is consistency is way more important than complexity. Ain't nobody got time for complexity. A super simple morning protection ritual might look something like this. Before you even get out of bed, take 3 deep breaths. On the 3rd exhale, just visualize a shield of light forming around you for the day ahead. You could say something like, I move through this day protected and secure in my own energy. Only that which serves my highest good may affect me. That's it. In the evening, a quick cleansing ritual helps to make sure you're not bringing all the day's energetic gunk to bed with you. So this could be as simple as washing your hands with the intention of releasing any energy that isn't yours, or brushing your energy field with your hands, just sweeping downward from head to toe, then flicking the energy off your fingers. I like to do this down the drain, near an open window, or even outside so things don't get stuck, you know? Another good one is spiritual baths or showers. I like these. You're already taking a bath or a shower, so why not just add the intention? For this one, you could add some salt, maybe even some rosemary or lavender if you're feeling fancy, you know? You could even do a few drops of protective essential oils like frankincense or cedar. If you're more of a shower person like me, you can put some herbs in a little bag and hang it from your shower head, or just visualize the water washing away all the unwanted energy as it runs down your body. So refreshing, so easy. This is probably like top of my list, one of my regulars. Maintaining your protective energies is really about regular renewal. Think of your protection like your phone battery. It needs regular recharging, right? I set little calendar reminders to refresh my wards during the dark moon, or I just have this Sunday night routine where I check and reinforce all my protection. It's like my little weekly spiritual reset button. Another approach that I love is just integrating protection into stuff you're already doing. Like, as you lock your door, also visualize sealing your energetic boundaries. When you wash your hands, also cleanse your energy. When you put on jewelry in the morning, activate your jewelry's protective properties. These tiny moments of intention throughout the day keep your protection levels topped up without requiring any extra time in your already busy schedule. One of the other things I love to do, and I've talked about this in other episodes, is to put a bubble of protection around my home every single night before I go to bed. This is just part of my routine. As I am closing things down, as I'm putting my book away at night, turning off the lights, I just run through a quick little visualization in my mind and I throw up my bubble of protection. I say my little prayer to God and the angels and the universe and whoever, and off to sleep I go. Keep this in mind. Protection magic does not have to be this big complicated production with candles and robes and fancy tools and you go spend all the money for all this stuff. It just does not have to be that. The most effective protection is honestly just the protection you'll actually do consistently. I feel like this is a running theme for us now. Just a reminder that nothing has to be complicated. Find what works for your life and make it a non-negotiable part of your routine, just like brushing your teeth. I hope that's a non-negotiable for you. Okay, let's get into some of the questions I get about protection magic. First up, can I do protection magic if I am a beginner? Absolutely, heck yes. In fact, protection should be like the very first magical skill you develop. All the methods we talked about today, visualization, salt, intentions, these things just don't need any kind of training or special tools. They don't. Protection magic is for everyone, no matter what spiritual tradition you follow or how long you've been practicing. It is like the magical kindergarten. It's the perfect place to start. Okay, our next question, do I need special tools or can I just use household items? So we kind of just answered this one. The thing about magical tools, they're awesome to have, but you definitely do not need to go out and get them if you don't have them. You don't need to spend a fortune. You don't need 15 pendulums or you don't need any of this stuff. Some of the most powerful protection magic uses things that you already have around your house, salt from your kitchen, herbs from your spice rack, string, mirrors, honestly, just your breath, your intention, those things work. They work very well. Do not forget that the power comes from you, not the tools. They're just accessories. Your intention is the real magic here. Just remember that. You are the magic. Okay, moving on. How do I know if my protection is working? Ah, this is a great one. I like this question. So protection working often feels like nothing. It really does. It feels like nothing's happened. There is nothing dramatic that goes on. It's rare. It's rare that something dramatic happens. And that's actually the point. You might notice you feel more centered. You might notice you feel less affected by other people's moods or that certain people or situations that used to totally bother you or drain you just don't anymore. I know some people say they feel lighter in protected spaces or they get this sense of relief when they walk into their warded home. The most important thing is to trust your gut feeling. If you have that subtle sense of like all is well, it's often the best sign your protection is doing its job. If you're not sure, try to take a break from your protection practices for a day or a few days and see if you notice a difference. The contrast can be pretty eye-opening, but typically you're not going to have any big, like, dramatic event that happens and you're like, yes, it's working. It does not often work that way. Okay, can protection magic wear off? And how often should I renew it if it does? Oh, this is a good question. Yes, protection magic definitely does wear off. It's gradual and it's like a gradual weakening over time. And that is true of any energy work. Think of the phone battery example that we used earlier. it doesn't stay at like 100% forever, right? You have to recharge it. How quickly it fades depends on the method you used and what kind of energetic challenges the practice is facing, or the ritual, the method is facing. So basic visualizations might need renewal every single day, while the more elaborate wards might last a month or more. A lot of practitioners refresh their protection during the dark moon, or honestly, whenever they just start feeling that their boundaries are getting a little, you know, loose or fuzzy. I would say when you're in doubt, just go ahead and renew your protection. It never hurts to reinforce your magical boundaries. Like I said, with my crystals, the small black tourmaline and obsidian, I have those guys all around my house. They are set up. They just know what their job is. I would like to tell you that I pull them down and set them out in the full moon every single month, but it rarely happens. I give them a little dusting. I talk to them all the time. They are, you know, they're just doing, they're living their best life. The things I do all the time daily is the shower visualization and the protective bubble over my home every single night. Those things I just do on the regular. They're just part of my routine, and I'm just accustomed to doing that. But, you know, the other things, yeah, when you feel it, I think it's just when you feel it. Things do wear off. The protection does wear off gradually. And if it is a hardcore situation, then you just need to stay on top of it, which I think is also really great practice for us, just to keep fine-tuning those muscles, working those muscles. Okay, our next question, is it possible to make my protection too strong? Yes, yes, absolutely. So I think overly rigid protection can sometimes cut you off from the good things, the positive experiences. The key is to set protection that filters instead of blocks completely, if you know what I mean. It's like you want a good immune system, but not one that's so aggressive that it attacks everything. So when you create protection, just be specific that it keeps out negative, low, harmful energies, but allows in the love, the good opportunities, the connections to flow freely. So again, your intention really matters. Aim for healthy boundaries, not an impenetrable fortress that keeps out the good stuff too. Next up, what's the difference between protection and banishing? So we talked about this one just a little bit ago, but protection really creates the boundaries to prevent the unwanted energies from getting in, from affecting you in the first place. And then banishing removes energies that are already present and being kind of a pain. So think about protection as putting up a fence around your yard. And then banishing is like kicking out the party crashers who already made it inside your house. See the difference? Both have their place in magical practice, but protection is prevention. It's kind of like wearing sunscreen. And banishing is more reactive, like treating the sunburn. I hope that makes sense. Okay, can I protect other people or just myself and my space? Oh, this is a really good one. I like this question. You can absolutely set up protection for loved ones, but, and this is super important, you must have their permission first. There is such a thing as implied permission. This would apply to a situation where you are a parent and you have a very young child. So setting up protection for someone without their knowledge or consent can really interfere with their free will and spiritual journey, which is never cool. It's a big no-no. I would say a better approach for helping other people is to teach them the protection techniques that they can use, or to create protective talismans or charms that they can choose to use or not. It is incredibly important to respect other people's spiritual autonomy, even when your intentions are good. You know, what's the saying? The road to hell is paved with good intentions. I think that's a saying. I don't know. I might be wrong, but you see where I'm going. Even though your intentions are good, it could still create a lot of issues, and you never, ever, ever want to be responsible for interfering with someone's free will. Never, ever. If you have questions about protection magic or anything else, then feel free to send those questions our way via email at hello@themediummatters.com or on Instagram @themediummatters, because I am always here for you. As we wrap up today's episode about protection magic, I just want to emphasize something really important, and that is that protection isn't about fear, it's about empowerment. When you create strong, healthy, energetic boundaries, you're not hiding from the world or expecting danger around every corner, right? You're just claiming your energetic sovereignty and really creating a safe container for your spiritual growth. Protection magic actually lets you engage more fully with the world because you know you can stay centered even when things get weird out there. Your energetic boundaries define your energetic space and give you a choice about what you allow in. It's not about fear, it's about choice. Thank you so much for hanging with me today and talking all things protection. Don't forget to check out our companion blog post linked in the show notes and subscribe so you never miss out on all the magical things. Until next time, this is Chantel with The Media Matters reminding you that your energy is precious, your boundaries are sacred, and protection is your magical right. See you next time.